Victor, how are you?
I'm very good. Yourself?
I'm great, thanks.
George, one of the projects that I've been working on in Chicago is a 57-unit building. This is one that we should have closed several months ago. We had a problem with Phase 1 environmental. It failed. Phase 2 environmental showed that there were dry cleaning chemicals underneath the building. And it's a complex. It's two buildings, 40 units in one building and 17 units in the second. And some of the units are commercial storefronts. So one of them had a dry cleaner in there that is long since gone, but there's dry cleaning chemicals in the ground underneath. So we're now trying to figure out what to do. We've ordered a phase 3 environmental to try and determine the extent of the contamination, trying to figure out what is the way forward. The building is currently being held by a trustee. You know, I see five different courses of action. Number one, we could, if the EPA permits, get a letter from the EPA saying that the contamination is contained and basically have them sign off on it. That'll typically cost about $35,000 and several months worth of effort to get that. Option number two would be to, again, subject to the phase three, dig out the contamination and dispose of it. It's probably a few hundred thousand dollars worth of effort. Number three, walk away from the deal.
Well, don't go any further.
Okay.
Don't go any further. I don't know if you're familiar, but the particular type of chemical which is used in dry cleaning is tetrachloroethylene.
Yes.
And that is highly toxic, and it's also a carcinogen.
Yes.
The problem that you have with the regulations with the EPA is anybody that has knowledge of the existence of a toxic chemical is responsible to anybody that gets injured. Now, whether you own it or you don't own it, at this point, the mortgagee is the mortgagee, whoever owns that property, they're responsible to take care of it, and they're also liable for lawsuits to anybody who gets injured. So since this is going to be a residential development, I don't know why it's good enough or to go for it, knowing that you could have this potential liability always. And that would make it difficult for you to get loans from lenders, even though you've got the environmental letter that you need from the EPA. And it's also something that you have in connection with tenants. Because you know about it, if some tenant finds out that you were there and you didn't totally disclose this, and all of a sudden they show up with a cancer, they may come after you and say, well, it's your fault. In which case, you've got a lawsuit, and the statute is very broad as to who's involved. Once anybody learns of it, they've got an obligation to disclose it and cure it.
Right.
So my feeling is there are probably a lot of other projects or other properties that don't have the aggravation. Why look for this one?
Okay, that makes sense. So it's an unbounded liability, and
yeah, life's too short for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well
that's my feeling.
That's great advice. That's great advice.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the nature of the contamination. This one, this chemical happens to be a real toxic chemical. That's the problem. In other words, the chemicals or the degree of contamination and the chemicals involved vary drastically.
Yes.
The tetrachloroethylene, whatever it is at that point, is toxic and has been shown to cause cancer in rats.
Yes.
And animals. So it's there. It's not the EPA has made a study of it. While they say, well, it's not. We can't prove that it goes that humans aren't, but it's a short jump from one animal to another, and why take the liability? How good is the project going to be to undertake that type of liability? Go find something that's got less headaches. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I trust your instincts on this one, and I agree.
Yeah, now, if it weren't for the fact that it's not going to be residential, that could be a whole different ballgame, but this is residential. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So let's go on to the next one. As far as I'm concerned, do what you want, but you do it at your peril. I wouldn't walk, I would run.
Okay. Very good advice.